This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Welcome to episode 137 of some sort of podcast that you listen
Sunday
to.
Sunday Supplement.
Yeah, I know, but they know what they're listening
episode
to, don't
137.
They? 137. It is.
That means 137 weeks.
Well, episodes.
Yeah, but I've done this now, 130. I'll tell you what, Simon, it doesn't get any easier.
Talking to me or just generally life?
It's just generally like, oh...
Okay. Well, you don't have to do it. You can go do something else if you'd rather. You could go and watch replays of the wedding.
Oh, my God. My dad actually went to that.
Not by choice.
No, he was dragged along by his girlfriend, but he actually went to it. And apparently where he was, he got kettled
by the
police. That's a British term meaning that you get put in a pot and have boiling water poured on you. But his part of the crowd got kettled. But then the police left a gap of like two people between each policeman as they were kettling, so they just walked out.
So they weren't really kettled then.
Also, somebody went before they did that, when they were in the kettle, a few of the crowd called the police because they were being held against their will and people were feeling faint and stuff.
Right, how bizarre. Did you see Pippa what's her name's bottom?
No, I didn't see any of it. All I've seen, in fact, is in my supplements this week.
Me too. On Twitter, it wasn't the wedding that was trending, it was Pippa's bottom. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? That's what the internet's for, perving.
Yes, it's for perving and working out that everybody you know is an idiot.
And for Googling that shit when you don't know the answer to something that somebody asked.
She didn't Google her shit over Pippa's bottom. What are you saying?
Stop getting confused. And before we get into the realms of treason, we'll move on. Did you get a newspaper?
I did.
What did you get?
I got a News of the World.
Okay.
News of the World. News of the World.
Is it the best paper that you could have got this week, do you think?
I don't know. It was the first one I found.
Okay.
I was like, I'll do. They all look the same because they all had pictures of like this rabbit boy and this anorexic next to each other. And
that's the Prince and
Yeah.
Kate. Yeah, I understand. Guess what I got?
What did you get?
I got News of the World.
Why did you? I texted you.
I got it because I'm hilarious and I thought it would be very funny. So
Farcical's going to be a bit. Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, Simon. I hate you. I hate you more than the royal family. And I don't like the royal family apart from the Queen, but even her, I find her a bit annoying.
It's time to play Cut Out and Keep. This is where we go head-to-head with the best bits from our supplements.
Yeah, but we got the same paper because you cheated.
I didn't cheat. There is nothing in the rules of Sunday Supplement to say we have to get different papers.
There is everything in the rules. I've got the rules. You don't have the rules. You're not allowed the rules because every time you read them, you try and change them.
No, I'm not allowed the rules because you make them up as we go along.
I don't make any bonus point to me because you accused me of making stuff up.
Wow. Right. That's a reference to like 200 episodes ago.
I got another bonus point.
What happens if
200 episodes ago? What?
What happens if we pick the same article for our cut out and keep?
Well, we'll have to devise a game to see who goes first. And this is what the game is. It's called Izzy Goes First. So, is your breakfast
making you a bitch? If your mornings are mardy and your grumps are making you seriously unpopular, it could be time to give your diet a mood over.
That's the one I picked. What one did you pick?
That's the one I picked. I like the way she's bending over the kitchen table with her arse in the air.
It's pretty good. And she's got a whisk. She's whisking the floor.
Yeah, and if you've seen Hello, Hello, the popular 80s British sitcom, they do weird things with whisks in their brothel.
Yes.
So what she's doing with that electric whisk bent over a table, I have no idea.
That was more to do with wet celery, though.
No, in the first series, it was really dark, the first... Anyway,
yeah,
I've got the best one because I've got Is Your Breakfast Making You a Bitch?
And I think your one is. Hey, Simon, are you zonked? Do you have sad face or got the grumps?
Where's that bit? I didn't see that bit.
Ah, you see, Izzy wins.
Where? Right,
if you've got a sad face, Spread some Nutella on wholemeal toast. Its yumminess will make you smile straight away. And the protein content in the hazelnuts will keep it there all day. I think that's BS.
I didn't see that bit because I saw the bit next to it going, got the grumps, gobble down some guacamole. So there we go.
I don't know if that's true either. I think all of this is a bit Gillian McKeith.
Yeah, we should explain what the article's about. I'll read you a little bit of it. Food isn't just something that fills your stomach, says cook and food mood expert Dale Pinnock. Pillock, more like. So ditch your inner bitch and indulge in some fast-track nutrition therapy before your mates give you the supermarket sweep. The premise of the article is essentially that what you eat during the day determines your mood.
I think there must be some sort of truth in the fact that certain foods will have an effect on your mood, but they're really overgeneralized.
Yeah, really bad food will put you in a really bad mood, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd think. But it has things like loopy lunches. Eating sushi will leave you zen, right? Not quite. The key ingredient is rage-inducing white rice.
I get in a rage whenever I eat white rice.
Imagine you were in like a curry house and you couldn't get like, you know, the yellow pilau rice and stuff. Or if you went for Chinese and didn't have any egg fried rice. That's the only time when white rice would be rage inducing. Any other point, you'd be quite happy with white rice. I mean, Rice Krispies is white rice. What are they talking about? They're saying that the little Rice Krispie men, it shouldn't be snap, crackle and pop. It will be like, fuck you, you can't, I hate you.
I've always wondered, right, if I put rice in the oven, would I get Rice Krispies?
I don't know. I imagine you might if it was hot enough.
It's just toasted, isn't it?
It's just toasted.
Yeah. Do you want to know what a stroppy snack is?
I don't know, Simon. It's not right in front of me. Tell me what a stroppy snack is.
Chocolate bars. They may make you edgy. Contrary to popular belief, cheese actually helps you sleep well. Now someone passed the crackers. What I actually liked about this article, apart from the really dodgy science, which is terrible throughout it.
And the fact that she's bent over.
Yeah, I like that. It's true. But the point is, it's written as though they're talking to you.
Yeah.
And that amused me.
Lighten up. Opt for omega-3 filled prawns rather than a chicken as part of your plate. Or go Italian and roast some veggies in olive oil. Another great source of the best fat in town.
Also, you shouldn't eat burgers because you'll be snapping at your dinner date rather than snogging him. Boo.
Yeah, see, you know, so they're assuming you're gay, Simon, which is quite an assumption, really.
Or they're assuming the reader of the article is a lady.
But a lady who will go on a date and eat a hamburger on a date, which is a just lame date, really. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been on dates to gourmet burger, but I was a student.
So anyway, the question is, is your breakfast making you a bitch? The answer is probably no.
Because I have ready breck.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. And also, who's got the best article in Cut Out and Keep?
I do, because you didn't read half of it.
I happened to not see the
you
sad face.
You missed the word zonked and sad face.
Fine, you win. Let's play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are from her newspaper.
Which you've got a copy of in front of you, you cheat.
One of which you've made up. Right, I haven't got it in front of me. It's behind me, I promise you, right? All I have is a pen and a piece of paper to write down your hilarious puns. I might actually do quite well this week.
I hate you.
So let's play Article or Farcical.
I hate you.
Number one.
The Secret Diary of Deflaty Katie.
Secret Diary of Deflaty Katie. Okay.
Number 2.
I should ask you what that's about, shouldn't I? Trouble is, I can't ask you what that one's about because I'm doing it for my humdogger later. Number 2.
Pruning in the bath.
I don't know what that one is. See? You're one up. Pruning. Is that about doing your pubes?
No.
Oh. What's it about?
Have you seen the gardening section?
No. Where was that?
It's in the paper.
In the paper bit. I didn't look at the paper.
Yeah, but it's
bit.
Part of like the rated.
Yeah, no, I know that. I didn't look inside the paper.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay. That's definitely got to be about trimming your pubes in the bath.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's about household bathroom plants, which do really well in hot, warm, wet conditions, so they're ideal for the bathroom.
Okay.
But I think it's a pun on like when your fingers go pruny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Number 3.
Number three, Stout of Order.
Stout of Order, I don't know what that one is either. Is that about the speaker drinking beer?
No.
Oh.
It's how much more money is this country prepared to throw at fat people?
Do we do that? Are we allowed to do that? They parade down the street and we gather and throw money at them. Isn't that essentially what we did with the wedding?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough.
And finally...
So you've done quite well. See, there's two I don't know.
Or is it a farcical?
Okay.
Willie Ruin My Baby Dream. That's Willie Ruin My Baby Dream.
Didn't see that one either.
Because he won't get his sperm checked out.
Who?
And it's about Willie, as in W-I.
No, I do know what that one is. That one's from Toxic Avenger Man.
Okay, well, I won't do that one. I'll do this one. Which is obviously an article called Tango Free Guarantee.
Tango Free Guarantee. So I've got a choice of five this week.
Yeah, but you know three of them because you've read them.
Well, I'll rule out Tango Free Guarantee, Willie Ruin My Baby Dream and The Secret Diary of... What's her name? That leaves me Stout of Order and Pruning in the Bath. I'm going to say Stout of Order is the one that you have made up.
Simon, you have had the paper in front of you all day.
That's why I've won.
You have read every single article because you're good. You take this podcast seriously.
Yeah.
And yet... You are still an idiot.
What?
No, Stout of Order is in Carol Malone. That's part of her thing.
Who's Carol Malone?
What? She's the Sunday columnist for the News of the World.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
We shall dive headfirst into the lagoon of letterage that is our email bag.
Ooh, that's nice. I prefer the lagoon of letterage to, like, the mail bag. The lagoon of letterage makes me think of, like, a big pond.
Whereas mail bag makes you think of a scrotum.
Mm.
Yeah. Which, you could dip a scrotum in a pond.
Anyway.
In my head, right, I've just had a really... You know where you make logical connections in your head,
yeah.
Right?
Well, no, not in your head, but yeah.
I thought if you dip your scrotum in a pond, I thought that would make a really weak cup of tea. And if you can make the same links in your head by the end of this section, you win a prize.
Okay.
We asked what cooties was last week, and we got an email with the subject line that said cooties. And then inside it said ... are lice. Signed, Dave.
Lice?
Yeah, that's what cooties are.
As in, like, head lice?
Yeah.
How can you tell if somebody's got head lice from a photograph?
What's the photograph got to do with it? I'm confused.
Because I've seen a bit of a sitcom or some American thing where they've gone, hey, look, they've got cooties and they've got cooties. They must have been kissing.
Maybe it's just a childhood taunt and it doesn't actually make any sense.
Cooties are lice?
Apparently so. According to Dave, who is actually called Mark... But everyone who writes to us is called Dave, for anyone who has only just tuned into our podcast. So there we go. Have you got a letter?
Yes, I have a letter here. It is from Marjorie. I don't think that's her real name, particularly as her email says it's from somebody else.
Okay.
But anyway, people forget that. They put fake names and then think,
Yeah.
Okay, here is the question. Is Simon still single? The reason I ask is he sounds much more depressed, making me think he's probably attached.
Why do I sound more depressed?
I have no idea, Simon. You have any reason to sound more depressed because, you know, I beat you every single week. And then she says, brackets, I'm married, so not interested unless we can convince my husband that it's okay.
That's just tantamount to cruelty. Is Simon single? Is he single? I'm married, so I'm not interested. What's that about? That's just mean. You're
That's
all mean
not,
to
what,
me.
What, are you saying that you're a homewrecker? Is that what you're saying, Simon? You're going to break up this woman's home.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Yeah, and if you're married, apparently Simon doesn't care. He'll still bang you.
It's the randomizer, guys.
Yeah.
This is where
how
random
is this going to be, Simon? Considering we've read all the supplements and we know what's on each page.
I don't, if I'm honest. I very rarely read cover to cover. and I don't believe that you do.
Of course I do.
Who's the man on the cover of Fabulous?
He's in Glee. He's Mr. Shoe from Glee. And all the ladies find him sexy.
He's quite a good looking man, I'll give him that.
Yeah, but he's annoying and whiny.
Did I see a picture inside of him dressed up in his Glee outfit? Is he just like Giles from Buffy?
No. Giles is at least slightly cool in Buffy. I don't think he's in his Glee outfit anywhere.
In case you didn't know, you can choose Fabulous between page 1 and 74.
I'll choose page 51, please.
51 is...
a really sucky article.
Emma Crosby, My Fabulous Life. The Newsreader 33 on lie-ins, Luke's Scents, and Luscious Beauty Buys. Her earliest memory is of the Archers. The object she's most proud of is a T-shirt, by the looks of it. She goes to Gola in Fulham to let her hair down. So there you go. I have no idea who she is.
What's her favourite scent?
It is...
A candle called Brown, if you can't read. £45.
That's at the end of the paragraph. I was just getting to that. It's about being in Paris. So there you go.
And that's Paris, not Powys, which is in Wales.
Powys. Do you recognise her? Do you know who she is?
Not a clue. I hate her.
Okay, what can I choose?
You can choose Fabulous Magazine, page 1 to fuck you.
I'm tempted to say 51 now, just for that random insult. But I'll say page... I'm just trying to find something that looks interesting. Okay, now I'm shutting it. Page 36.
36.
I'm going to go to 36 as well. I quite like this. We should do this every week.
Right, so basically, you've given me to look at a Max Factor advert, because you don't bother.
I've got a Max Factor advert too, isn't that weird?
I hate you.
$9.99 for foundation, is that cheap?
That's your average price for cheap foundation, which is what it is. So
it sounds like an advert for bloody Wi-Fi. Brilliant coverage. 5 stars. Do you want me to choose another one?
Yes.
All right, 20.
20.
Oh yeah, no, this was a funny article. I nearly did this.
Help, I'm broken-hearted. Love hurts. Scientists now think a broken heart causes physical as well as emotional pain. And that's because when they basically hooked people up to monitors, to electrodes, and gave them electric shock or showed them a picture of their ex, and they preferred the electric shock.
It was a burn, actually, I think. So, but that's part of an article called I Went to Rehab to Mend My Broken Heart. And this is about women who spend $12,000 on rehab clinics when they break up with people.
Because they're very self-involved.
Possibly. And, you know, the fact that they're in a magazine article about it would probably suggest that's correct. I really like that we have the same articles this week. I'm going to do it again next week.
I'm not telling you what I'm getting next week. I'm never telling you ever again. So it might happen by random, but at least that way it's fair. You're a meanie. You're a mean, mean, mean man. Mean.
It's time to line the streets and watch a golden carriage carry past a humdonger getting married to another humdonger. I should have said a hum getting married to a donger, shouldn't I? That would have been funnier. Never mind. Guess what I'm doing?
Are you doing that one that you said you were doing earlier? Because it was part of my farcical article, farcicals.
Yeah, the game that I won earlier. That's right, yeah.
No, you didn't win. You're an idiot.
The Secret Diary of Deflaty Katie, age 29 and a quarter. As told to Anna Hart.
Oh, that's 29 and a half.
It says a quarter.
Oh, does it? I misremember.
Yeah. And it's just someone thinking it's hilarious to write a diary in the style of Princess Catherine. And the joke seems to be that she says one instead of I all the way through it. So here's a clue as to how bad the whole thing is. One's first morning as a princess. So far it seems to entail a frightfully dry mouth, meningitis grade headache, and urgent craving for Gleneagles pate. Because when you get married, you become like that, don't you?
Well, I think most people who do actually get married become like that.
What I like about this humdogger is it says, as told to Anna Hart, and then there's a little asterisk. And then in the bottom corner it says, asterisk, by as told to, we basically mean made up by. As if I didn't figure that one out already.
Well, I've got stuff about Catherine as well, because I went to the... Did you read the flop out, pull out?
I looked at the pictures.
Yeah. Well, let me explain, because all I said was flopping pull out. Our readers won't know what that means. We basically got a royal wedding special. They were all over every single paper this week. But there's one with a picture of, like, the making of a princess. And there's a big picture of her and her face all happy. And then it says, hair, skin, makeup.
Because we actually make our princesses in Great Britain now.
Yeah. But it goes on and on about, like, bee venom.
Bee venom?
Yeah.
What, they so stung her face?
The buzz about Kate's radiant glow is that she used bee venom to plump up and smooth her skin.
I reckon the royal family subjected her to some weird Freemason rituals and chucked bees at her until she said, yes, I'll marry him.
The tale is that the tip came from her mother-in-law. It's in capitals, hence why I'm doing it like
his
that.
Mother-in-law, that would be her... That would be the queen.
No, that'd be Camilla. Or it'll be the dead Diana, which is the sort of thing News of the World would love. Dead Diana stings Kate's face.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week.
We have the same supplements this week.
We do, but somehow you're going to find a way to prove that your supplements were better than mine.
I was first. Finders keepers, Simon. I texted you.
You don't know that. You just presume I bought it after you texted me.
Well, if it had been the other way around, the entire time, instead of going, I'm really cheeky, I'm really silly, you'd been going, oh, I can't believe it. You took the same paper as me. Oh, it's not fair. Like that. That's exactly how you speak.
What, like you were doing all the way through the podcast?
I wasn't doing that. I was very professional.
Were you?
I was wonderful.
I have actually decided you've won.
Cool.
Basically for the headline, Dead Diana Stings Kate's Face, which you made up out of your brain. So the newspaper, clearly, you should have bought last Sunday, was obviously the News of the World.
It's because we both were all so overawed by it that that's, you know, we've been playing this game for 137 years or something. And it does basically mean we know what we're talking about. So when we both see a paper, that's the one you really should avoid because... You'll hear about it on this. So, next week, I'll be getting a big dog to run after Simon and fuck his ass.
Why?
Because you're a horrible man. You ruined everything. I was going to be so good. I had all these brilliant cutouts and keeps.
Yeah,
and then
I had them as well, which made it twice as good.
Your voice just grating over all these brilliant little bits, and even your humdonger was like, you made it better than it was, and I hate you.
Do you really?
What?
Hate me.
Better
not answer that. If you want to write to us, please do it. sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave us a review on iTunes.
You can write hate mail to Simon.
I think they should just generally write a hate mail. It's always funnier.
I prefer hate mail. Yeah. But thanks very much for the positive stuff.
And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Sidone, S-I-G-H-D-O-N-E.
And the one with the, like 1,000 more followers than you, that's at Izzy Lawrence, which is ISZI_LAWRENCE.
It's either spam followers or it's followers from your other podcast that you did last week.
Yeah, whatever, Simon, you're just jealous. What it is people looking at us both thinking, well, I could follow them both. But I'll follow that one, because that one seems better in every way.
Cheerio.
Bye.